is a great time to reflect and share. You like have a think through in your mind what God has done for you this year. You know, where you've been, where you've come from, your journey, your testimonies, what God's doing. What's your vision for the coming year, the new coming year, 2022? Now, we can look at the circumstances and think, well, you know, we got these lockdown, all these viruses going on, so we can't really plan much. But like, you set your desire before God and you make your plans towards them, and then you watch it happen. Like, because, you know, nothing's impossible with God. And when we believe, believing is not just a thought. It's not just mental assent, but it's taking action as God is working in you, as God is inspiring you. You move forward with the desires he puts in your heart. And, you know, what do you want to achieve next year? What do you want to see God do? And I was getting ready for the fellowship. I was thinking, God, like, you know, usually I like a theme. That's just me. I like a theme. But for me, I'm not saying it's for you, but for me, God just put straight in my mind as I asked him the question, manifest in heaven. 2022, manifest in heaven. So what that means to me is that what we've been encouraged through the year, through Sangha, through myself, about bringing the spiritual into the physical. You know, all these spiritual blessings, we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. Okay, so we want to see some evidence of that, right? We want to see these spiritual blessings manifested in our life. And it's through the sound doctrine and practice that we start to see the invisible become visible. So for an example, like a good, you know, Amber and Danny started their fellowship. There was no people there, but they began. They made the plan. They made the decision with God. They was inspired. And then they just took that step forward. First fellowship, it was just them two. Second fellowship, women come, like two women, I think, then another one and another one. And they've had multiplicity of people come to them, open doors. So it's as God works in our heart, he gives us the vision. He gives us the desires. We just got to recognize them and then make a decision. Like, we make that committed decision. This is what I'm going to do with my God. With my God, all things are possible. And I'm not looking at the physical. I'm not going to move into the physical with the, you know, seeing with my visible eyes, you know, okay, well, that these guys over there are doing really well. I'm going to attach myself to them. No, we go to God. Father, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to be? And I'm going to do what you put in my heart to do. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me or say unto me, criticize me. If we are concerned about what other people think as believers, you won't go far. So we got to do what God gives us to do. We got to speak for what God gives us to speak. We encourage what God is inspiring. You know, I can talk about lots of different things, but it'd be coming from me. So I depend upon God to inspire my heart with his thoughts, his ideas. I'm leaning on him. I'm trusting in him with all my heart. So as we go on in this fellowship today, you know, we're not looking and focusing on the five sense things. Yes, there's things happening in the world, but we got a mighty God and nothing's impossible with him. And our mighty God, when we go to him and we do what he shows us, when we speak boldly what he puts in our hearts, signs, miracles and wonders will follow. And, you know, we got power from on high. We are endued and clothed with Holy Spirit. We got new garments. We're new people. We're a new creation in Christ. We don't see people after the flesh. We don't even see ourselves after the flesh. But it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what God sees. He sees you victorious. He sees you successful. He sees you prosperous. He sees you healthy. And he sees you winning in life. All we got to do is come into agreement with that. And then we say what we want, not what we see. We declare those promises. Those great and precious promises, there's many promises God has recorded for us that we can know and remember and retain in our heart, and because we set our love upon him and we can declare them. You know, greater is he that's in me than he that is in this world. God always causes me to triumph. He always causes me to victory. Nothing shall stop me. You know, I'm not a grasshopper. Don't see yourself as a grasshopper. When a situation presents itself, it's very easy to see ourselves as grasshoppers. Oh, look at these giants. This is a giant in front of me. oh, how am I going to get, no, overreacting with fear, worries, and doubts. That's coming from the old nature. We got a new nature. And we're in the promised land with God. We don't say we're going to get there. We say we are, and it becomes. So when we declare, a lot of people, I myself included, when I started to say what I want, not what I used to say, I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be prosperous. No, that's pulling it off in the distance. I am successful. I am prosperous. I am walking in that grace and in the power of God. I receive spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. God speaks mightily by my mouth. See, and then as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You know, what are you thinking about yourself? What do you think about the situations that present themselves to you? So we're victorious, guys. Nothing can stop you. The only one that can stop you is yourself, your self-image of how you see you. Or I can't do this. I'm not qualified. I haven't been around long enough. You know, these people are a lot more better. They've been walking with God a lot more longer than me. Listen, as soon as you receive Holy Spirit, you're ready to go. You are ready to go. You are ready to rack and ruin the enemy's kingdom as you walk forth in the light and in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Because God is the one that's continually energizing you, working in you, inspiring you. And when you do things with a purpose, not listening with a purpose, but doing with a purpose, that's what we need to do. We used to listen with a purpose. And it's great. I mean, we learn a lot of great things, right? But now God's showing, like, okay, now do with a purpose. Set your face like a flint. Be unmovable. Be unstoppable. Don't talk bad about people. Don't talk negatives. Don't curse your situation. Don't curse your relationships. But speak blessings. When you see someone that doesn't bless you, say the good things about them. And when you're with someone else and someone's being negative, you say, listen, I don't want to hear that. This person is a child of the Most High God. It's like speaking against God. When you speak against another believer, it's like speaking against God, and you just hinder yourself. You stop the flow of the Spirit of God moving, and you stop the flow of his open doors, of his abundance, of his direction. So really, we're not to see anyone after the flesh. When I look at you, I see Christ in you. The Spirit of God dwells in you. You are successful. You are going to be successful with God in every endeavor that you believe in. You know, and we're going to manifest the heaven in this time, in this day, and in the coming year. You know, let's manifest those spiritual realities. Jesus Christ, he brought heaven to earth in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, and with his word. It was a mighty word. What a word is this, people would say. And he healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cleansed the leper. And there was nothing that was impossible to him, because he was fixed on God. He didn't move in his own strength, but he went to the Father for everything. And then he looked to encourage those that were close to him. Listen, don't chase people that are going to not, you know, reciprocate. They're not desiring. You know, you've got to work. And it's a hard work. Those people need to have a desire. And if they go to God, God will give them a desire. But we can carry people. It's like a weight. We're to lay aside everything that, you know, stops us, that burdens us. When people are hungry, they will come to you. You don't need to chase anyone. But you walk through the doors God opens up before you. And you work with those that God presents before you. And he'll inspire you also to go to people or to call someone. You know, so God is very diverse in how he can move. He's not limited. And we think he's limited, but he's not. We're limited because of our thinking, what we're thinking. And so all the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. So we can really move forward as the sons of God that God has called us to be. And we should stand up boldly with no fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear. Whether it's the government, whether it's the doctors, whether it's the scientists, whatever is coming against you, you are greater in it. And God's given you a voice. He's given you Holy Spirit. And he says, stand up and you declare my word and watch me go to work. I need you to give voice. I need you to declare. I need you to put it forward. And as you put it forward, the doors will open. I can go to work. But when you keep your mouth shut, when you worried about what other people might think about what you're going to say, you hinder the things. So let's ask God, Father, just really energize me. And I decide this day that I'm going to move forward with you. I decide this day that I'm going to speak and declare your word boldly, whoever it is in front of me. And I give you respect. I bow my knee to the Lord Jesus Christ, not the situations, not governments, not people that will come to you and say, you're saying it wrong, you're not doing it right. Well, let the fruit show. And if you walk with God, you will be fruitful. You know, so when you look back at this past year on this fellowship, as I'm speaking, start to think, okay, what has God done? What seeds have I sown? What am I going to be receiving? Because what you sow, you reap. It's a law. God set that up for saint and sinner alike. What have you been sowing? What you sow, you reap to yourself. So we sow the heavenly words, this word of life, this word that is quick, powerful, and sharp. It gives direction. It builds vision. It builds faith. And it brings healing. And it brings deliverance. And so we just got to be bold. And, you know, we got to be persistent. We got to be, you know, persistent and consistent. These little words I'm using are very important words. And when you start to understand them and how it plays out in your walk, then you'll start to see some success in your life. And I haven't gone anywhere since I come back from India. I've been here, but there's been more happening since I've come back and not been anywhere than when I was traveling and doing all the other things. Because I'm at rest, I've entered into his rest. I'm not trying to make anything happen. Because of myself, I cannot make anything happen. I can organize all different types of venues, classes, whatever, you know, seminars. But unless it's led by God, it's not going to be fruitful. It blessed the people at that time, but then what? You know, then what? How many seminars have we attended? How many classes have we taken? Then what's happened after that? We get little successes, but God wants us to abound. He wants us to abound in these blessings. He wants to manifest these spiritual truths into our physical, where we are, where we live. And, you know, when we look at the circumstances, that's the thing that stops us. When we talk negative, when we say bad words, when we think evil, and it's very easy to think those things. All right. But the discipline is staying with God. And it's so easy to do all those things when we're happy, when we're blessed, when everything's going our way. But what happens when something comes against you? Do you stay faithful, practicing, doing the things that you know? Do you stay practicing honoring God? Do you stay practicing speaking in tongues? Do you stay practicing speaking by the Spirit? Or when people fizzle away from you, are you going to change your practice? Because you think, well, you know, they're not receiving what I'm saying, so I better go and conform and then start going along their narrative so they connect with me. Listen, stand up, stand out, because that's what you've been called to do. You are the lights of this world. And Jesus Christ stood out. He didn't blend in, and we're not blending in anywhere. You know, so I just encourage you to really think as the sharings are going on, where you've been, where you've come from, how God's blessed you, how God's profited you, how God's enlightened your eyes, where you've been in your walk. Have you connected? Have you gone to God? Have you stayed connected to get that encouragement? Have you been practicing those things? You know what you're going to get in the future by what you've been sowing. So now we decide, okay, the field is white unto harvest, and my life is a field. What am I sowing into my life? Okay, now I may not have been sowing some good things last year, but this new coming year with God, I'm going to sow from the spirit to the physical, and I'm going to reap the heavenly blessings here upon earth. And I will be that witness, because that's what God's called me to be. And I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So that's just, that wasn't my sharing. That was just, I was inspired just to start off with this. So just think about these things as other people are sharing what God has done this year and what you desire the coming year. You know, what are you going to do about it? And are you going to be proactive in it? Are you going to make some decisions to really focus in? And, you know, because we're not lone rangers. We've been called to the body of Christ. And God is a God of order. And he says, let all things be done in order. Okay? so that everyone knows where they need to be, because God has placed you in the body where it's pleased him. And when we're out of sync with that, then we don't grow. We don't see things happen. We just see problems come up amongst believers, amongst ourselves, in our own life. So be planted where God's put you, and commit everything unto God, not unto the ministers or unto a man, because we've all got Christ in us. We're all leaders. We can all move. And this is a leaders meeting, so I'm being pretty straight. You know, we need to say what needs to be said. And because if you're going to lead people, first of all, you've got to lead yourself. So discipline does come in with that. And I've learned this. And we go to God, and the best way to lead yourself is to do what God puts in your heart, to be led by the Spirit of God. Okay. And we got that Spirit of God. We got great potential. And now God wants this potential in us to come out, even in the toughest of times. That's when it's going to come out, baby, because when the pressure's on us, we turn it around and put the pressure back on. You know, like when all these rules and regulations, you can't travel here, you can't do this. No, hold on a minute. My God's a mighty God. Here, make a way where there seems no way. Here, make a way in the wilderness and rivers to run in my desert. In fact, I'm strong, and you cannot withstand me because I got Christ in me. I believe that. So therefore, I'm saying that I believe, therefore I speak. So what is coming out of your mouth is what's in your heart. So if it's negative, then just make a change. You just change your mind. Okay, you go to God, Father, like I noticed in myself, I'm a little bit like this. And I don't want to be like that because that's not who I really am. And I've done this, you know, and it's a good practice. Check yourself. You know, am I moving in this right way? Am I moving in the right direction? Am I connecting? Am I practicing? Am I doing the things? And am I doing what God really wants me to do? And I always ask myself this. This keeps me hot, keeps me focused. And so these are some of the things that I do. And, you know, God works in you the way he works in you. So with that, that was just an opening up. And I'm going to ask Amber to begin. I know she's busy there today.